As Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day approach, American Legion National Commander Daniel Seehafer is asking all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. So, Commander, Memorial Day is approaching. How should Americans view this special day and remember the fallen?
Yes. Thanks, Jim, for having me. Really appreciate it. And great question, opening question. And since we're right there, right? You know, the question that I always get, and I get sometimes a little bit of uncomfortableness on it, because, you know, it's the start of summer and people like to get away, you know, for that first time after maybe a long winter season type thing. And they want to do the beaches, the cookouts, you know, the brats and hamburgers and the camping and all that stuff. And then, and I say, hey, it's okay to do those things. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, even veterans want to do those things. But for Memorial Day, and what to do over that weekend is this, is just to take time aside and pause and remember, right? To remember and then, of course, observe. And I think we've heard a lot of the, or even read and seen maybe even a bumper sticker where it says, freedom is not free. It's really a reality, isn't it? And that brings us back to this. And that's why we always should remember the ultimate sacrifice of what it takes to have freedom. And people, men and women, have died for that, for our freedom. And so now it's time to take those time and take that time and set aside and remember the cost of what we have. And we should never take that for granted. I always say this too, though, Jim, is that second phase of this is then also observe and remember, but then to teach and to let our children and our grandkids and everybody that we know and teach them the importance of observing that day as well.
Absolutely. And Commander, suicide prevention is the top priority for the American Legion. What can be done to stop veterans from taking their own lives? Can you explain Be the One?
Yeah, absolutely. This isn't just a campaign or some kind of slogan or catchy theme here and even a marketing campaign. It's none of that. It's truly a mission. And what we're doing is we're saying we want to be the one to save one veteran at a time. That's the number we want to focus on. That's to lower that veteran suicide rate. And probably our listeners are so aware of whether it's 17, 18, 22 per day that take their life. Here's a statistic that I've been using, and it's been super shocking, just sad. But we have 135,000 veterans that have committed suicide, taken their life, actually, I should say, since 9/11. And, you know, that is more, that's more than all the deaths combined from since Korea to present. That's shocking, that we would say is a crisis. And so that's why we have engaged in this, and we've taken the steps not just to put a title on it and have a mission called Be the One, but then to really be serious about it and how do we do the next step? You know, how do we prevent? And so what we're doing is we've partnered up with a top university, and we are going under training, big time training. We want to be the largest, the most, just as we are a number, but we want to be the most veterans to be trained in this area. Because we feel that as 12,000 posts strong around the world, nearly 3 million members within our whole family, that's Legionnaires, Auxiliary Sons, that we can do a great job, a life-saving job, a life-changing job, once we have these resources available to us and under our belt, that we can make a difference and be a difference in the lives of veterans out there.
That is wonderful, Commander. And where can people find out more about the American Legion?
So to have more information about us, simply go to our website. That would be legion.org. And if they would like to learn more about our Be the One and suicide prevention, just simply that title, betheone.org.
Betheone.org. Thank you very much, yeah. Commander, and thank you for your service.
Oh, no problem. And thanks for having me.